vacation. So as we are hunkering down to meet the tornado of today, I strongly recommend that we look for that rainbow or the horizon in the future, because indeed we are a blessed state. Many people have said to me, what do you think about the budget drop? I said, well, 1990 arrived in 1986. Sooner or later, we were going to arrive at the basement, and I think that maybe we'll all look back on this ultimately as a blessing in disguise. We'll look at our dollars and see how can we do more. Now, there is a line item in the budget, and I direct this to those of you who are considering the budget. There is a $200,000 item in the university's budget called Gnosis. And simply what this states is the delivery of educational programs in the field of higher and K through 12. It's a part of the School of the Future program to Alaskans. And we have seen private industry match this money. So I would like to have you take a look at it. I know that we're dealing with the basics today, but we ought to also have a dollar for the future, because if we simply wind down and hunker down, we are not going to give recognition to the fact that there is a future out there and that we can start building for it. So I would like to call this subject to your attention. In fact, probably in the House Special Committee in Telecommunications, it was exciting to see that Alaska is thinking in the forefront in this particular area. AT&T was here several days ago and demonstrated the project. And believe you me, it goes a long way between bridging the gap between the consumer actually being able to use this system and the technology has been in place. So I thank you for your indulgence in this. If you would like further information, particularly those of you who are on the Finance Committee, I'll be more than glad to supply it. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like privilege to the floor briefly to speak about lampposts.
Are there any objections? Proceed, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not an expert in the field of finance. I won't speak very often or very long about it. But a statement was made yesterday in a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee that I think is important enough to repeat for this body. It was made by Mr. Larry Carroll, who's the director or one of the top employees in the Division of Banking. And I think it's important because we're going to hear, as the session winds down on more and more budget issues, more and more about figures. And he said in a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday that he intended to use figures not as a drunk uses a lamppost for support rather than illumination. And I hope that we don't just bandy figures about for support of our own position, but rather for illumination.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson. Was somebody?
2 p.m. Tuesday.
Well, 9 a.m. Friday.
Oh, 9 a.m. Friday. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 9 a.m. Friday.
Any objections?